I see there are four mechanisms by which the developed world will benefit from all these innovations that are happening in the emerging economies or the poor countries. And the four mechanisms are, one is, just like there are rich people in poor countries, there are poor people in rich countries who can immediately adopt that business model. Take, for instance, microfinance. Microfinance is a radical new business model which was created in Bangladesh to give access to finances to poor people. And microfinance now operates in the U.S., transforming the lives of people in inner city neighborhoods. So there are poor people in the U.S. who do not have access to the financial system. They can immediately get access. That's the first mechanism. The second way it can change the rich country is when you drop the price point of any product. That's what you need to really succeed in emerging markets. In poor countries, you're going to create inexpensive business models that will expand the overall market in a country like the U.S. And this we are seeing already happen. One of the new business models General Electric created in China was a portable ultrasound machine. That portable ultrasound machine, which costs about $15,000 as compared to a regular high-end ultrasound machine, which costs $350,000, has expanded the overall market in the U.S. That means a hospital which has a $350,000 ultrasound machine now buys these $15,000 machines just to give it to individual doctors. The third way they expand and transform rich countries is there are certain features that are needed to solve the problems in emerging markets. For instance, if you take this ultrasound example, portability was needed in rural China because in rural China, there is no hospitals. So you can't ask the patient to go to the hospital. The hospital has to come to the patient. That means the machine has to be portable. You can put it on a backpack and take it to interior China. Now, that portability feature created a new application in the U.S. because imagine there is an accident on a highway and the ambulance is going to attend to the patient. You can't put a big ultrasound machine in an ambulance, but you can put this portable ultrasound machine. Therefore, suddenly there are helicopters, ambulances, emergency rooms where the portability feature of ultrasound created new applications. And the fourth and final way it's going to transform, which is the most powerful way, is the technology and the performance of these low-end business models will improve over time. When they improve over time, they will even appeal to the mainstream market. And we have seen this in personal copiers. Personal copiers came from Japan, and as their performance improved, people could do what was only possible with big copiers and mid-range copiers in a small desktop copier. Thereby, the mainstream market itself liked these inexpensive business models. So there are four ways by which the innovations we are going to see happen in the next 5 years in emerging markets will transform the lives of people in countries like the U.S. in the next 20 years. This is a phenomenal opportunity for multinationals, and if they don't capitalize on these opportunities, a local competitor will. And when they do that, they are not just going to stay inside India or China, but they're going to attack Western multinationals in their home market. I think the companies in emerging economies feel their time has come. And while not every company in Vietnam or Thailand or Brazil or India or China has the ability to become globally competitive, there are enough of them who feel that they have the capability to not only win in local market, but take that formula and win in other markets as well.